وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام في رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama kiram, respected brothers and elders, if a person is having an event, then a person will prepare well in advance. So if a person is having a small function at home, there won't be many major preparations going into it. But now, on the bigger scale, a person is having a family gathering, then more preparations will go into it. And on a bigger scale, if a person is having a wedding, there's a wedding in a family, then even bigger, even more preparations go into it. The food, when, what food are going, what's going to be on the menu, what clothes everyone is going to wear, what's the date, etc. And then if you look at it at an even bigger scale, a person is running a race like the Comrades Marathon, etc. Then months in advance, a person is preparing, a person is getting up early, etc. to prepare for that one day that he will run the race so that he can finish the race. So what better event and what greater event can there be than the month of Ramadan? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the greatness of the month of Ramadan. Ataakum shahrun azim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that a great month is to come. Shahrun mubarak, a blessed month. In this month, the mercy, the skies, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pouring down. The skies of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be held back. In fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. There will be one night in this month which will be better than 1,000 nights. Man hurima faqad hurima khayr, man hurima khayraha faqad hurima. That person who is deprived from the blessed month of Ramadan, then definitely that person is deprived. Then we see in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also explains the greatness of this month of Ramadan. This hadith, we hear it time and time again, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascends the minbar. He ascends the first step, he says Ameen. He ascends the second step, he says Ameen. And he ascends the third step, he says Ameen. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we hear you, or we heard you, or we hear you saying something which you do not say, you just said Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, and he made three du'as, and I said Ameen to those du'as. Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, and he told me, woe be to that person, blameworthy be to that person, who the month of Ramadan passes upon him and is not forgiven. The second dua, Jibreel alayhi salam says, woe be to that person, blameworthy be to that person, who your name is recited and it is not sent salawat upon you. And the third one, woe be to that person, blameworthy be to that person, who his parents have reached old age and is not able to attain Jannah because of not serving them. Now if you look at this hadith, we look at who is making this dua. Now first, let's analyze it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the angels in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran regarding the angels, la ya'suna Allah. They don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. And we look at who is making this dua. It was none other than Jibreel alayhi salam, Ruhul Ameen. Now who is Jibreel alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jibreel alayhi salam in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Jibreel alayhi salam, allamahu shadeedul quwa. Jibreel alayhi salam is a strong person with power, might and force. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him in his original form two times. The riwayat of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحِ Jibreel alayhi salam has 600 wings. وَكَانَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ قُوَّتِهِ And it was part of the might and strength of Jibreel alayhi salam. أَنَّهُ رَفَعَ مَدَائِنَ لُوتِ Jibreel alayhi salam raised the nation of Lut alayhi salam. كانوا قريبا من 400,000 They were close to 400,000 people. Jibreel alayhi salam raised this entire nation on one wing. Jibreel alayhi salam raised this entire nation on one wing. طلقها. He toppled this entire nation. Now the physical strength of Jibreel alayhi salam. Pharaoh, out of his arrogance, he tells Musa alayhi salam, "Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri." I don't believe there's any god, there's any deity besides me. فَوْقِدْنِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ فَاجْعَلْنِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَى إِلَهِ مُوسَى Then to oppose Musa alayhi salam, "O Haman, build and construct for me the highest and tallest building." When the building was built, Pharaoh commanded, "You know what? I want to climb. Lalli attaliu ila ilahi Musa, so that I can reach the God of Musa alayhi salam." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salam, and he tells Jibreel alayhi salam, "Go and knock this building." Jibreel alayhi salam knocks this building with the edge of his wing. Lam yabqa ahadum min ummanihi illa halak. Instantly, hundreds and thousands of people were destroyed. Now the spiritual strength of Jibreel alayhi salam. We all know Jibreel alayhi salam was the link between Allah and all the prophets. Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel alayhi salam brought it. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibreel alayhi salam brought it. Noah alayhi salam received revelation 50 times, Jibreel alayhi salam brought it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation 124,000 times. The majority part of this revelation was brought via Jibreel. Now coming back to the topic, we're talking about the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends a minbar and he says Ameen. We look, who is making this dua? Jibreel alayhi salam. Who is saying Ameen to this dua? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ameen to the duas of Jibreel alayhi salam. Now ulama explain why these specific three duas. So these three things are a very easy way of a person connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is a time where a person, it is very easy for a person to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that special bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if you look at Durood Sharif, that person who recites abundant Durood, he will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person who is close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is close to Allah. And we look at the third one, a person who serves his parents, by serving the parents, it is a very easy method of gaining Jannah, of gaining close to Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we look throughout the 11 months of the year, we are busy, we are occupied in different activities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this one month to connect to Him, to build that special bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercy is descending. You know, sometimes you may find a person, you may find people, they gain that special closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gain that special taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching me at every point in my life. Especially sometimes, you know, you may find a person when he's going to make wuzu and some water has to just go down or just to just go near his throat. A person is very, very concerned and he's worried that may Allah is watching me. May Allah knows, you know, a person at the time of iftar, there's few minutes left and he has a delicious food in front of him and he just refuses to eat. You can pay him any amount of money, he'll say, "No, no, I won't touch that food." Why? He knows that may Allah is watching me. And this month of Ramadan is a building throughout our life, that throughout our life we have to have this thing that may Allah is watching me. Now if you look at the people of the past, that when it came to the month of Ramadan, and when it came to Quran especially, they used to recite abundant Quran. You look at the lines of Imam Shafi rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, they used to make 60 khatams in the month of Ramadan. The great Imam, Imam Malik rahimahullah, he used to stop all his lessons and he used to dedicate his entire month of Ramadan to Quran. Now we're not saying be on that level, but we can do as much as possible. If we can recite one page, if we can recite maybe half a page, or recite Surah Yasin every day, but make it a habit of reciting some Quran in this month of Ramadan. But now if you look at the people of the past, they achieved so much. But for us now, we have to come back to the basics. If you look in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there were those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who did a lot. And they got a lot. But now for us in this time, we have to come back to the basics. So we'll mention a few basics of the month of Ramadan. Number one, approach Ramadan with the correct mindset. That whatever we do in Ramadan is not a duty, is not a task, it is not a job. It is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have the correct mindset, then we'll do all the actions with love. And if we have the incorrect mindset that this here is a task, this here is a job, then everything will be difficult for us, everything will be hard for us. Everything will complain about everything, the fast is so long, the tarawih is so long, the imam is reading so long. But if we do it with love, if we do it with passion, if we understand that this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah we'll enjoy it, we'll enjoy all our ibadah, we'll look forward to another month of Ramadan, we'll say, you know, this Ramadan was my Ramadan. I enjoyed it. Why? Because we have this correct mindset. You know, you take the example of a nanny. A nanny is looking after a child. And she takes this as a burden. She takes this as a duty. Every time this child cries, she gets angry, she gets upset, she complains. But on the other hand, if she does this job with love, she does it with compassion, she does it with, she looks after this child in a very good manner, then what will happen? She will enjoy it. So similarly, in that way, if we approach Ramadan with the correct mindset, then inshallah, we will enjoy Ramadan. The next basic from the month of Ramadan is let us try and keep the fast clean. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person will fast the entire day and the only thing that person will acquire at the end of the day is hunger. Meaning you'll acquire nothing else. Now if you look at Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the fasting is not the objective. The objective is the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, that my Allah is watching me at every point in my life. And the main thing that destroys our fast is sin. Let us try and leave out every type of sin. You know, you take an example of a businessman. He goes to a shop and he leaves early in the morning. He wakes up, he leaves early in the morning. He sits in the traffic and he gets to the shop and he sits outside there. But people will tell him, hey brother, you are foolish. So similarly like that, if we fast, we wake up early in the morning, etc. And we fast the entire day, it's hot, we were thirsty, we were hungry. But then while we were fasting, we saw someone, we looked at some haram, we spoke evil of someone, we made riba of someone. We will be destroying the reward of our entire fast. So let us try and keep the fast clean. And number three from the basics of Ramadan, let us try and concentrate on our faraz. And from all the faraz, the main faraz is our salah. Our salah. From the time a person becomes baligh till the time a person passes away, one of the main obligations on a person is his salah. And for us males, let us try and read each and every salah in the masjid. Let us make this intention that all my salah in the month of Ramadan, I will read it in the masjid in Jama'ah. Some, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate. We have many, many masajid. Sometimes we can find a time which is suitable to us. So let us try to read all our salah in the masjid. We see in the month of Ramadan, for one faraz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 70 times more reward. You know, you get this point system, e-bucks, etc., where a person goes to purchase something and he gets extra points. He purchases something and he gets extra points. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the month of Ramadan, you read your faraz, you read your normal faraz salah, and I will increase the reward. Similarly, a nafil salah in the month of Ramadan, a person who carries out a nafil salah in the month of Ramadan will get the reward of a farz salah. A person who carries out any nafil in the month of Ramadan will get the reward of a farz. Take an example, a person booked an economy class ticket, and when he went there, they upgraded him to business class. Or for example, a person bought a car and he bought a basic model, and when he went to get the car, they gave him something which was better. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this month of Ramadan, my bandas, my servants, you do what you can and I will upgrade your rewards in the akhirah. Now we see in this month of Ramadan, we all read Taraweeh Salah. Imagine what a great favor Taraweeh Salah is upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this opportunity to listen to the entire Quran in the month of Ramadan. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in some countries around the world, people have to travel for kilometers to just listen to the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fortunate that He has awarded us this opportunity right on our doorstep. We have so many places where the Quran is being completed, so many khatams of Quran is taking place, so many mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring down. The question we have to ask ourselves, are we there to take those mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we there to receive those mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, if you just look a few years back, it was the COVID period and everyone had to stay at home, and at that time we only realize this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the Taraweeh Salah, the fasting, where we could all come to the masjid. Let us not forget these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mustn't happen such that we take these bounties very lightly, and a few years down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes these bounties from us. So let us take full benefit from this, from these amal, from these actions of the month of Ramadan. You know, sometimes you find an old person, a person who is 60 years, 70 years, and he comes early to the masjid, he comes to Taraweeh Salah, and he listens to the Taraweeh Salah, and he's very happy, he's very content. Why? He stands there with the correct mindset that I am only doing this out of the love of Allah. I know that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. Now just to end off, just two actions that are very easy to carry out in the month of Ramadan. One is, everyone wakes up for Sehri. When we wake up for Sehri, let us try and wake up a few minutes earlier and read two rakats of Tahajjud, read four rakats of Tahajjud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us immensely. And the other action that is very easy to do in the month of Ramadan is dua, dua, dua. Dua. Everyone has a need. Everyone has some want. Everyone has something that he needs. You ask every person, I need this, I want this, I want this. Who is the controller? Allah. Allah. Now is the month to connect with Allah. Let us reconnect with our Creator. Let us build this connection with our Allah. And one very easy method is through dua. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah from our heart. Sometimes we are tired, we can't raise our hands. Talk to Allah. Oh Allah, I need this. Oh Allah, I have this problem. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, I can't solve it. No one can solve it. Oh Allah, but you can solve it. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you help me. Oh Allah, you assist me. Oh Allah. Now just to recap what we have spoken, we see the month of Ramadan is coming, the month of Ramadan is on our doorstep, and the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. The people of the past, they used to recite abundant Quran, but for us, we have to come back to the basics, and we spoke about a few basics of the month of Ramadan. Number one, approach Ramadan with the correct mindset that I'm doing it out of love. Everything is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, try and keep the fast clean from all types of haram, all types of evil, riba, swearing, looking at evil, etc. And number three, try and concentrate on the faraz, that each and every salah in the month of Ramadan, I will try and read it in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take full benefit and maximum benefit from this great month of Ramadan. We never know if we will even see another Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.